shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. I am DJ Shockley, and Rooms to Go makes choosing furniture just as important as understanding a great play. Rooms to Go makes it easy and affordable every single day. Tough loss for our Falcons this past weekend against the hated New Orleans Saints, but there were a couple good plays and a couple plays that, hey, we said we got to get better at. And I'm going to start with the play that everybody saw at the end of the game, and we're going to talk about that for a few seconds, all right? Obviously, it's the interception by Matt Ryan at the end of the game, and it was just great recognition defensively by the New Orleans Saints. And there are a couple things I'm going to point at that I want you guys to notice and say, hey, there's possibly a chance we could have did something else here. So I'm going to draw up the route combinations that happened on this route. On the backside, you got Julio coming across here on a dig route. You got Justin Hardy. He comes across on what we call a shallow cross. Tammy's right over here in the flats. And then you got Roddy over here on the outside on the go route. And then Devontae Freeman comes around on what's called a little angle route, and he's going to sit down right here. Now, they're in man coverage, so you got a chance for a good play here. But here's the guy you got to pay attention to who makes a play. All right? As the play starts, you're going to see him creep up into the line. This is him. He's looking at Devontae all the way. And one thing that you got to worry about is a guy who's keying in on him. And one thing Devontae does, once he gets to the top of his route, instead of sitting down and sticking his route, he kind of backs into it. So if he doesn't back into it all the way, then he probably doesn't get the interception. The guy has to run through him, and maybe it's just an incompletion, all right? So watch the play unfold here. And now you can see him already driving on the football. You see Matt's head is already looking at Devontae, and he's already driving on this football here. He drives on it, and as you can see here, watch Devontae kind of jump back into the route right at the end of it. Jump back and allows him to come in front of it and make the big interception. Now, we're going to watch it from a couple different angles. And one thing I want to point out here is Matt Ryan's a tall guy. He's 6'4 now, but it's hard to see over these linemen. Now you can see Devontae. Here's Devontae right here. Here's a player. Here's a defensive back that's actually going to make the play. He's going to make the play here, but you can't see over these linemen. I don't think Matt even sees the guy right here because the linemen are so big, they're overcoming, and Matt's just thinking, I got to get a check down. I'll check it down and give it to him. As you can see, and he steps right in front of it. Key play there for him, all right? So let's go back, and let's go to the end of it. And one thing else I want to point out down here at the bottom. Roddy White is at the bottom with Brandon Browner, the guy who has the most pass interferences in the entire National Football League. Here's one area where you can go to and throw the football to. And I kind of wonder why he didn't take this shot on first down. This is something I know Matt will go back and look at, and it's kind of hindsight now. But you look for those one-on-one matchups, especially in this point where you want to get a big chunk play, and you probably got a good chance of it happening. And I think Roddy does a good job of getting off the jam, gets upfield, and I think you just got to make this play here. Upfield and just take a shot down the field with Roddy versus Browner. All right. So unfortunate play for the Falcons to end the game, interception. Obviously, there are a couple other decisions that you probably could have made, but just a great defensive play by the New Orleans Saints there, and unfortunate for our Atlanta Falcons. Okay, we saw an unfortunate throw by Matt Ryan and the Falcons offense that ended in an interception for the Saints. Now, let's talk about a good play. This touchdown here was a great design, great call by Shanahan, great call and great decision by Matt Ryan as well. But also, here are other things you got to look at here for the Falcons. Julio Jones, we know how good Julio is. We know he catches a lot of passes a game, but also you don't really see what he does that affects other players on the field. Now, Julio's here. Now, what's going to happen is Devontae is going to run a little out route here. But what makes him so good on this route is because Julio goes inside of the defensive back. By him going inside of the defensive back, it forces him to run backwards, forces him to turn his hips, and opens up all this room over here for Devontae to get open. So this defensive back, he should be right here in this cover two zone, having all this area where Devontae is going. But because Julio is such a threat to catch his football, he tries to carry him up the field. And as soon as he carries him upfield, it gives him time to throw the football out here. All right. So watch the play. Julio watches the entire release. As he goes inside, as you can see, he's trying to carry him up here because Julio's going to come across here and come across his back end line. But the guy who should be covering him is this defensive back, this safety here. He should turn and carry Julio, and now the corner should be sitting right here, ready for this. So they should have it covered pretty good. They don't play it well. Julio attracts so much attention that guys get out of their position, get out of their particular spot, and it opens up for a huge play here for the touchdown. So just an outstanding play call. You see the defensive back falling on the ground because he knows that's his area, trying to get back to it. Unfortunate for them. And one thing you know when you're doing something right, watch at the end of this play. Watch the safety turn around and look at his guy. Look at that. Look at him. Look at him. Looking at him like, dude, where are you? That is the prime example of somebody did something wrong and he didn't do his correct stop. All right. So that's a great way to end the season, guys. On a high note, I know we didn't get the win versus Saints, but I just really, really thank you guys for being here with me all year, watching these plays, breaking them down, and we're going to have a great year. All right. Thank you guys for joining me for the draft, for the Armchair Quarterback presented by Rooms to Go. You guys have been awesome, and I'll see you guys next year.